Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4294.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Someone who's had a pretty big influence on me is my favorite author. His name is Cory Doctorow. I first read his books when I was in college, and they really made me rethink how I view a lot of different things. Technology, copyright, international trade laws, which is because he's a fiction author, so it's a little random on that. But I'd say his books have had a fairly large influence on my life and how I view the world.
What do you aspire to be?
Honestly, retired. What I'd really like to be is I'd like to be a travel writer, and I'm working towards that. Right now I'm working my career, and my wife is going to school for her doctorate, and as soon as she finishes, we're kind of going to switch, and that's the plan. We'll see how it works, but and maybe I'll pursue my dreams more then.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I'm laid back, I'd say, is my main description. I really like to take it easy. It's not to say I'm not outgoing, but I wouldn't say I am extremely motivated, maybe. I'm more, take things in stride. I think I'm pretty intelligent, fairly funny, but I'm sure most people think that about themselves, so.
What types of things make you happy?
Lots of stuff. Enjoy hanging out with friends. I love playing video games. That always makes me happy. Depending on the video game, some video games are crap. Like spending time with my wife. I love playing with my dogs. I really like outdoorsy things. I like hiking, camping, that type of thing.
What types of things make you sad?
Injustice makes me sad. Maybe a persecution of just people.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I grew up on a small farm in the Midwest, and I guess that kind of, definitely set the tone for how I'd view life. That being said, it definitely made me realize I never want to live on a farm again. Definitely a city guy now. That's kind of it. There's not a whole lot more I have on that.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Most admirable qualities, I'd say intelligence and open-mindedness. Because I think if you're an intelligent person and you're open-minded, then you're probably just a pretty cool person. You can be intelligent and still be a douchebag, or you can be really open-minded and just be an idiot, and you're just annoying to be around. But as long as you're intelligent and open-minded, I think you can be pretty fun.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
Going back to the last question, I like how open-minded I am. I think I'm a very open-minded person. I think I can stray into slothfulness at times, and while that's enjoyable occasionally, I think it'd be something that'd be good if I could cut down on or trim out.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I guess there's two. I grew up on a farm, so I did say that I was borderline lazy earlier, but I do believe that when I'm working, I should, hard work, and I think that's very important, at least, when you're being paid to do it, do whatever you want in your own time. And my father really taught me to try and view the world with an open mind as much as I could. I think that's definitely something I'd want my children have, more than the hard work even.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I don't particularly. It's not, I don't not like my family, but I usually prefer to spend time with friends over them. Not that I don't go and have a good time at Christmas and such. With my wife, I love we love going to see movies. It's really fun for us. She's a has a master's in film studies, so she always bores me with the different technical things they're doing with scenes, but that's fun to do. I love hanging out with my wife. Just about anything I do with her, I enjoy doing that.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, I've always enjoyed playing video games. That was a big thing I really liked in my childhood. Let's see, what else did I do? I played video games and I watched TV as a child. I was kind of boring. my dad took us camping a couple times a year, and I always really enjoyed doing that.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book is Wind Up Girl, and I guess it's a dystopian novel. It's tend to be, I usually like dystopians. I'd say that's the type of book that I enjoy. As far as a favorite literary character, I don't know that I have just one favorite, or could say any that I really like. I can say authors I like, but I don't know that I have a single character that I really enjoy.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character?
The last book I read was Homeland, and it's a sequel to a book called Little Brother, both by Cory Doctorow. Favorite character, I guess, was probably just the protagonist, Marcus Yallo. I think he's a little lily-livered, but it's enjoyable to see how he deals with the situations that are given to him.
What types of sports do you like to watch?
I don't watch sports. I'll watch the Olympics and I'll watch the World Cup, but just as an excuse to drink whatever country's beverages that's playing. But other than that, I usually won't even watch the Super Bowl.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
What do I do for fun? Like I said earlier, I love camping, I love going outside, hiking. I like to paddleboard. If it involves water, I tend to really like it. My hobbies, I have a couple hobbies. I'll become really interested in something and then I'll lose interest for a while and go back. Right now, I'm really into roasting my own coffee, and I think it's wonderful. I brew my own beer, which is something I do. It's not nearly as good as my coffee, but it's fairly drinkable. Other than that, I guess that's the two maybe distinct things I do. Like I said, I like play lots of video games also. Brew coffee, brew beer. I'm a brewer, I guess.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I wouldn't say I'm not a creative person, but I would under no circumstances ever label myself as any type of artist. So no, I guess. No, I'm not a creative person.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Nope.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
A significant ethical dilemma or risk, I don't know, one of the three, four, I'd say is my wife and I, we finished our bachelor's degree at the same time, and we were just kind of like, well, what do we do now? And I made the decision that I'd start working and she could keep working on her education. And I think that was probably the best idea because she's way smarter than I am. And not to say that I'm not intelligent, like I said earlier, but she's just a genius. And I think it was definitely good for me to start having a real job for a little while and actually get some, I guess, workplace skills down rather than just what I'd grown accustomed to during college. So, impact on me is I go to work every day, 5 days a week. But my wife doesn't, and she's enjoying her schoolwork, and hopefully someday I'll have a yacht. So,
choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
Like, that's an easy question. I don't know how anyone ever answers this any differently than I do, because I've had this before. Living, deceased, or fictional? Like, interview God. Any question you ask, he can answer. And then you can write a book and just make so much money. So that's why. I mean, I just ask, like, even, like, just, like, physics questions that we haven't figured out. Like, hey, like, what's the answer to this one? Okay. And just feel like I'd be able to advance humanity thousands of years with one interview.
Good answer.
Thanks.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know is the right thing to do.
When I moved to the city that I'm living in now, that was a pretty big risk. I don't have any family that lives here, or I knew no one here. I'd come down for a couple of festivals before, and I thought I liked the city. And the job I was working at the time was okay, but I didn't really like where it was. And they offered a transfer, and I almost accepted it right away. I would have, except I do have a wife who I love very much, and so I had to check with her first. But then I did accept the transfer, and I've had just an amazing time since I've come here. And it's really, I think, helped mold me as a person even. And so I definitely say that's a risk that I think was the right thing to do.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to?
That, yes. I'd say when I really became an atheist, that was a fairly epiphanic, is that a word, moment for me. I was raised very conservative Christian. And I think when I was probably about my early teens, I might have been 14, I decided I really didn't believe in God. And that was a big mind-blow moment for me.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would love to be on a beach. And, like, a good beach, like, not a bad beach. Like, it has to have, like, you know, white sand, or at least, like, clean yellow sand and clear water. That's my favorite thing to do.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I always like to hang out with my wife, so assuming that's who would I prefer to be with that I know, I'd probably say her.
What is your approach to life?
My main goal in life is just to try and do what makes me happy, and as long as I can do that and still eat food, I'm pretty happy. That's it's a little bit of a juggling act with those two things, but so as long as I would say that definitely my driving goal is to do what makes me happy. Of course, being married, I also have to do what makes my wife happy, so it's a little intertwined with that, but we have pretty similar goals, so it's not too hard.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience would be when I proposed to my wife, because I did an extremely extravagant proposal. I took her to Disney World, and you have to do this months in advance, but they have a restaurant inside the castle, and they have like a special thing you can buy for the proposal where like they have, like, the characters come out and sing, and then, like, the waiter comes out, and he has, like, a glass slipper with a ring in it, and it's just, like, over the top and insane, and she's a big Disney fan. So I did that, and she said yes. So it was completely paid off, and she was just in tears and was really upset because they had a photographer there, too, and she was like, no, let me clean myself up first, but it was definitely my most rewarding experience. It paid off the best of anything I've done.
What is your favorite dinner?
I always try and think of like something like good to say for this answer. Like I want to have, like a fancy dish. But honestly, my favorite dinner is a New York strip steak, medium rare, with a loaded baked potato. Like, no matter what, like, that's always, like, my go-to. Yes, I would like to eat that.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yes, I liked to play Monopoly when I was a kid, and I cannot stand the game now because it is the most boring game. I mean, because I come from a fairly large family, and so I'd have like five people to play with. And with five people playing Monopoly, and like we're all like super aggressive with it, it takes just hours. Like 3 hours is the minimum. And it's horrible now. It's just, I can't even stand to do it.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I once went cliff diving. I'm like not trained cliff diving at all. I was on vacation and they had there was a bar and they had some cliffs out like next to it and they're like, "Oh yeah, you can go dive off those." And I was like, "Are you sure?" Like, "Yeah." And there were other people jumping. Like I wasn't the first one that jumped in. I was like, "Okay, well they didn't die, so I should be good." But it was about a I think they said it was a 60-foot jump. That's the highest that I could do. They had higher ones, but I was too much of a pansy to do anything more than that. And so that's probably the craziest thing I've done. But I had a really good time, and I got some good pictures too. So,
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
first thing I do is I get my coffee ready. So, like I said earlier, right now I'm brewing my own coffee. Which also means you have to grind your own coffee. And I don't use an electric grinder, so the first thing I do is for about, I don't know, 3 minutes is I get my grinder out and I turn it until I have enough coffee, which is quite a bit because I really like drinking coffee and I'm really bad at waking up. So I'd say the first thing I do in the morning is I grind coffee for about 3 or 4 minutes.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I wish I could retire right now, and I'd like to sail the world. And I can't do that because, and I've not worked nearly long enough to retire.
What is your favorite season and why?
I like fall best because it's the perfect. Because summers are just way too hot. Like I like the heat and everything, but once you get out of the hundreds and get down into the nice 70-degree areas, even the 80s, I love. That's just the perfect time for me to go outside and enjoy the weather. And I like going and seeing the leaves change on the trees. Yeah, so fall.
What matters to you most?
I just having a good life matters to me most. As long as I can die after being like really old and say I was really happy the whole time, or at least vast majority of the time. That's what's most important to me.
What's the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
When I was really little, I want to say I was maybe three. Well, first of all, I'll start. I was 3 years old, but my father built us a 20-foot slide when I was little, and it wasn't like a twirly slide. It was a straight down slide. And so it was the winter when I was three, and we had a horrible ice storm at my farm. And it's like, I say ice storm, like it kind of rained and then froze immediately, so everything was just covered in like half an inch of ice. And my dad took me out, he was doing some chores or something outside, and I was just supposed to be walking around playing in the ice snow, it was. And he says he turned around for just a couple minutes. For a moment, but he turned back and I was at the top of the slide. And like I said, it's 20 feet up, completely frozen. And so he was too scared to go up and get me. And he was like, there's no way he can, come back down without dying. So he thought he'd just have me slide down the slide and he'd catch me. Which makes sense, but what he didn't think was that the slide was iced as well. And so he got me to get down the slide and I slid down. But I went much faster than he thought I would. And I shot between his legs and just kept going. And I've seen where he says that I ended up, and it's at least 15 feet, like farther down the yard than where the slide is. And I believe it. And he did not tell my mother that until I was in my late teens. And he told that story, and she was in earshot for the first time, and she was upset. So I understand why he didn't tell her beforehand. That's probably the funniest thing that's happened.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
I guess I feel pretty strongly about human rights. I think everyone should be afforded the same rights. Also, international trade sanctions and copyright law. Those are probably the top three, kind of random ones a little bit, I guess, but that's what I feel for.
What's your family's brush with history?
It's not a positive brush, but on my mother's side, my family used to own more than many plantations in the South. There's actually I've read some papers on my family's plantations, like academic ones, and we were one of the largest slave owners before the Civil War. Not a side I'm particularly proud of, but that's really the only brush with history that we have. The wrong side of history, but.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I guess I'd be Omnipotent Man and have omnipotent powers. Because then you can do anything. But, like, I probably wouldn't fight crime. Like, I'd probably just hang out on the beach. Like, just will tropical drinks into existence. I'd be a pretty lame superhero.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
As far as I know, they were both sides of my family. They were immigrants, and my mother's side is English German, and my father's side is Irish. I know the my father's side. We certainly came over in just a steerage of a really crappy ship during the potato famine. And I have no idea how my mother's side came over, but I imagine it was fairly similar to that.
Why did you choose transportation security as your line of work?
My degree is in international studies. Originally, I'd wanted to be an intelligence officer, which I'd still like to be eventually, and I'm working my way towards that. But after graduating, I sent out tons of applications, and the Transportation Security Agency responded to one of mine. And I was like, okay, well, that's federal, and it'll help me get a foot in the door. And it has something to do, because I'm kind of into international security. And so that's why I chose that career. I'm hoping to move into customs soon, customs and border protection, and then hopefully get intelligence with them, but right now it's working for me. It's a federal job, has great benefits. I'm kind of protecting people.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
This is horrible, but I get to go through people's bags all the times, and it's fascinating what different people like just have like just carry around with them, like in their purse or a messenger bag. What's even more interesting is what people take on vacation. I understand if you're going to a really horrible country, maybe they don't have all the same foods we have. But if you're flying to Minnesota, they're going to have peanut butter. I mean, they'll just be bags full of just normal stock food. And it's like, if you're flying anywhere in the United States, they're going to have this food at a comparable price, and you don't have to pay to have it be in your checked luggage. But yeah, so the most interesting aspect about my work is I like snooping on what people pack.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
Well, like I said, I'd like. Well, I'm working towards becoming an intelligence officer, and I don't think I'd like to do that, just because it's kind of more what my degree is focused to. What I would really like to be is I'd like to be a travel writer. I love to travel. I've gone to most continents, not Antarctica, but maybe in the future. And I'd like that career because I just think it seems like a lot of fun, and I like telling people travel tips and letting them in on, the inside scoop. But as soon as my wife gets her doctorate and gets her job thing settled out with having her degree, we're probably going to work on me having doing that, which I'm looking forward to. I don't expect to make any money at it, but that's okay.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
This is such that's a specific question, because what I'd consider, well, what I consider romantic and what my wife considers romantic are a little different. And so what really matters is what she considers romantic, because that's what I have to do. And she's super lame. her favorite thing for me to do, and I know because this always works, is, well, she's at school. If I clean the house, like completely clean, spotless, you know, mop the floors, wipe the windows, then make her like some type of fancy dinner. It doesn't actually have to be fancy as long as I can make it look fancy. Then I just have to have a movie that she's told me she wants to watch recently or that I already know she likes, and that is just the perfect thing that I could do for her. And I think that's so boring. Like, dinner and a movie at home. Like, I like to go out, get drinks, maybe dance, but so I guess my romantic is I like to someone take me out, wine and dine me. Then I can see a movie like in a movie theater. I'm cool with that. And then I want to go out again to a bar and maybe do a little dancing. But what I usually do and what works best with my wife is clean the house, make her dinner, and then we watch possibly reruns or a movie she's already seen. That's her favorite thing to do.
What do you love most about your wife?
She's very intelligent and also very, very funny. Those two things are probably really high up. She's got a rockin' body, and that like that does not hurt at all. Like I'll say I love that too. But definitely how smart she is, how funny she is. And she's usually a very nice person, but is occasionally like on random things not nice. Like we have some neighbors, and they like to sit out on their porch and talk to each other. But she thinks they talk too loud, and like wants to call like the apartment management to ask them. I'm like, they're sitting on their porch and like just talking. Like they're allowed to do that. That's what porches are for. So I mean, there's just random things like that that she's a little quirky with, where she's I guess she has pet peeves, and that's something I really like about her too.
How did you meet your wife?
We met in middle school, I guess the 7th grade when we first met, and I thought she was beautiful. I liked her right away, and she thought I was a creep, and she did not like me. Like she did not like me. She the opposite of liked me. And I asked her out for the next 4 years. And she just said no every time. Just turned me down flat. And like I'd like try different tactics, and like I'd send her balloons on her birthday and Valentine's Day and flowers and nothing. Like she's like, oh, thanks for the balloons. No, I will not go on it. Like she wouldn't even give me a dance. Like when you know, go to school dance, she wouldn't save me a dance even. She hated. She did not like me. And then senior year of high school, I think I just wore her down. And she was finally said yes and went on a date with me.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, I think it's a noble thing I can do. It, definitely, I like thinking that I'm helping someone have a family. And that's a reason. The major reason is I'm planning on buying a house soon, and this is going to be a big chunk of the down payment.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Recipients, just know I think you have most of my information. Offspring, I signed up for the thing where you can contact me when you're 18, and I think it'd be super cool to meet you.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4294.